have fun with real audio for your edification.
All right, so for the first time in 9 years, we never mentioned 9/11, and I don't know if it fell on a weekend or what happened, but on this show at least, we didn't acknowledge it, which is, you know,
it's kind of sorry, but you know what?
It's an incredibly sad commentary.
It did fall on a weekend, and I was not terribly, for some reason, this is going to sound lousy, but I just didn't find myself terribly compelled to bring it up since we didn't have to do it on the day.
Look, it is, yes, it is sorry.
Yeah,
not
it is.
Not of you, of us in general. I mean, for a day that meant so incredibly much to us at the time.
Yeah, for the one thing that we did nothing but talk about for two solid weeks after it. And here we are only 9 years, and here I am thinking, oh, man, I really don't want to do it.
I'm the same way.
Because it didn't fall on the day.
Hey,
you know, it fell on a weekend when we weren't on.
So Saturday up in Norman, I'm up there for the Florida State game, and get into the stadium, and they have their, you know, moment of silence, and the flags are at half-mast. And, I mean, basically that's the first moment that I thought of 9/11 all that day. I never even thought about it.
I was aware of it all that week, wondering what we should do. And I thought about bringing it up, but I was waiting for you to, or for somebody else to. And, it, you know, my position rapidly became, well, if one of these other guys do, then we'll address it then. But it
never
happened.
Well, we glossed over it.
That's sorry of me. I know that.
It's sorry of all of us. We glossed over it, but one station that it meant a lot to, as it should, is KLIF, our sister station, 570 KLIF.
Yes.
They're the news gathering source.
Right. Our sister station with the black horn rims and the pocket protector.
Right. They look just like your dad, I'm assuming.
Right.
So during that day, they would have reminders, like little promo reminders, all day long. And some of them, I'm sure most of them sounded different. I don't think they had like one standard one. They had different ones running. So it was up to their board op to hit these promos at certain times, maybe at the top of the hour or whatever. And I'm sure they talked about it all day over there on Cliff, as they should have. Well, we were alerted that something terrible happened during or before one of these tributes. And We work under a computer system that plays all of our recorded audio called the Inco. And Groobs has an Inco right in front of him in which he fires off whatever he wants to, whatever's recorded.
I made a three-pointer tonight.
But somehow,
from the Inco,
all of our Incos are connected. Meaning,
kind of.
Yeah, kind
loosely.
Of connected. The Cliff one, ours.
The Cliff and us and Cliff aren't really connected.
There's no reason why they would have access
right.
to any of our audio.
Oh, how
it's
did
like
this
we don't
happen?
Even share with I-93 anymore.
We don't know how this happened, but who cares? It's funny.
Yeah, it certainly is. So, Danny, walk us through this. This is
very simple. This could take 2 seconds to set up. It's 9/11. Cliff loves 9/11, and they love promoting it. And they're going to a spot set, and instead of a 9/11 promo, we hear an old bit that you and I did about AIDS from 5 years ago.
Now listen to the recovery, too, because it doesn't take long for them to figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, the thing is, this fake PSA that we did, it sounds like it might be something they might air until you come in.
Okay.
Budweiser. It's what we do together. Budweiser Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Responsibility matters.
AIDS can affect all of our lives, directly or indirectly. That's why it's important to educate ourselves. As a matter of fact, there are several things you can do to help stop the spread of AIDS.
Number one.
Always practice safe sex.
Holy crap, baby. You're hot.
We will never
sex
forget.
All night.
It's horror right now. It's horror.
Never.
I saw the second building collapse and I was just standing in the middle of the street. And it just looked like it was sort of falling and then it crushed and the smoke started coming at us straight down
right
the street.
Into a 9/11 promo.
2001.
We will never forget. I want to have sex with you.
I mean, did you hear the
panic?
There was
right,
combo
we get
because
it.
One was on one array, yeah. Meaning you could hear both of them at the same time.
So the guy, rather than turning ours off first, he panicked and then hit the 9/11 button and then somehow tried to fade ours down and then realized it was turned off and faded it up.
I don't blame him for that, man. He's got to be thinking, I got to get this thing on no matter what.
You hear that? You hear the 9/11 guy go, "A day we will never forget." And over it, you hear me going, "I want to have sex with you, baby."
You hear you going, "Holy crap, baby, you're so hot." God.
Because it sounds like it might be a legitimate PSA regarding AIDS awareness. Why
yeah,
it would be being played?
One more time.
All right.
Budweiser. It's what we do together. Budweiser Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Responsibility matters.
AIDS can affect all of our lives, directly or indirectly. That's why it's important to educate ourselves. As a matter of fact, there are several things you can do to help stop the spread of AIDS.
Number one.
Always practice safe sex.
Holy crap, baby. You're hot.
We will never
sex
forget.
All night.
We will never sex all night. Ever.
Yeah, I love that he faded Corby's down for a second,
and then
accidentally faded back up.
Awesome.
We will never have sex all night.
Oh, God, that poor guy was freaking out.
Yeah, I guess what happened is there's an ENCO crash, shockingly, upstairs.
Oh.
So they're using our old backup server or something like that. And I'm guessing that the number that he was given for the tribute, I guess, got switched up or, somehow got stuck in the rotator.
That's awesome.
So we might have old stuff that we have long since forgotten on a backup.
Yeah, that might resurface in a spot set on Cliff.
On 9/11.
Yeah.
We will never forget
sex all night.
We need to get into that thing and take a look around. There's no telling what might be there.
No kidding.
God, that poor board op. He was, weekend board ops, they're paid about a nickel as it is. And
I get a dime.
All they want to do is have a mistake-free presentation because they're basically still training.
Right.
Weekend guys are still training.
This is their entree into the business, and mundane though it may be, the last thing they want is for things to go wrong.
Yes.
And to have it replayed on the ticket.
Right. And now this poor board op, all he was thinking was once he played the AIDS promo...
Was on 9/11.
He just sat there sweating.
And they have a new program director up there.
Uh-oh.
Thinking, please, Lord Santa, don't call up here. He's just staring at the phone, just going, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink. I wonder who that kid was.
Do we know?
Is it Mr.
No
Phil?
No idea.
No, Phil's a regular.
No, he's a weekday.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I thought he might pull a weekend shift, too. That's not so hard.
He's got full-time money, man.
Oof, man.
Awesome.
Very funny. Hand me that cord over there real quick. We talk about Ron Washington quite a bit and how his verb...
His command of the English language.
His verb, subject-verb agreement.
That's the way baseball goes.
Don't quite subjugate, right?
I just think that's the way my hair grows. Get your head out your butt and let's play baseball tomorrow.
No,
I enjoy coming on a ticket anytime I'm on it.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that.
So...
We love him so much.
Baseball, got this.
Okay, so the other night, I'm watching the Chiefs game, and I don't know if you guys were watching the Dexter McCluster touchdown run live, but Brad Nessler, the very respectable Brad Nessler.
Yes.
Brad! You tell me when he has a Ron Washington subject-verb agreement, just disaster.
They almost got to him that time, but he hit it high and deep.
More.
McCluster from the six. Dexter McCluster off to the races. Great speed. Put it to beat. Forget it. He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
I think he tried to be Hood there. He gone.
Either that or he tried to be Hawk there.
Who's Hawk?
Hawk?
Hawk Harrelson.
Is that the way he does it?
That's something that he might say.
He gone. I was just thinking Brad Nessler was better trained than that. All right, so we were just alerted to this. And, the more I think about it, the more I remember getting an email about this back when it happened.
Is this what I have back here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So back in April.
Yeah, this was posted. I looked to see when this was posted, and it seemed like it was the beginning of baseball season.
Yes, I think it may have been opening day or maybe their opening homestand for the Florida Marlins. Well, One of the worst bands to ever come out of anywhere is the band Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Their lead singer, Scott Stapp, is so full of douchery that it's tough to take.
Yes.
And he's a well-known punchline on this show. Well, maybe the Marlins commissioned him to write a song, or maybe he did this on his own. I'm not sure.
We don't know, but this sounds like somebody did a bit and did it on Saturday Night Live, because you can't, if this is serious, if this is really him trying to be serious and emotive about the Florida Marlins baseball team, it's a wonder that somebody hasn't killed him or he hasn't killed himself already. Because listen to this. This is Scott Stapp singing, Marlins Will Soar.
Like a bird?
Yep. I don't even get that.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, hear the roll.
Little faith and luck, you will soar.
One strike, two strikes, swing away. Hooray, a diving catch, a stolen base. A perfect game, a triple play, a normal playoff race. Yeah, well, series champs will be.
That's awesome.
Keep hoping and dreaming at you.
Good. Gravy.
That's good.
What can you expect from him and
this,
them?
This.
Yes.
There you go.
I would love to have the ability to make.
So essentially, get a Creed backing track and just throw out a bunch of
baseball slang.
Yeah, like if he was going to do one for the Dolphins, it'd be like goalpost, cleats, shoulder pads, offsides, helmet, and hash marks. Really? That's all he has
to
do.
You need to write that.
Really?
Yeah.
For the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to write one for every team in every sport.
Maybe write one for the Heat. Yeah.
High tops.
Backboard. Net. Scorer's table.
Rim. It's terrible.
God. Free throw. Double dribble.
Robbing and stopping the guy who running and, you know, they're looking for the ball and what's each other, you know, guard.
Yeah, I like his version.
I do, too. There you go.
All right, that is terrible, but beautiful at the same time. Thank you, Danny, for your courage today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 5:33. The Rangers win.